The first resort casino in Massachusetts has been given the green light to open its doors to the public Friday. After 4 years of planning, regulatory approvals, construction, training, and hiring a workforce, the MGM Casino in Springfield is going to open its doors at 11 a.m. Friday. 24 hours before the $960 million casino swings open its doors to the general public, there was a ceremonial opening, a celebration in one of the large ballrooms where MGM Resorts International CEO James Murin said his Las Vegas-based company's first New England casino is an investment in the revival of a great American city.
Springfield, you took a chance. I promise it'll be worth it.
Other dignitaries on a large stage at the event included Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, Congressman Richard Neal, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, and Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby. There were performances by Blue Man Group and Jabberwocky. MGM has pledged to use its muscle in the entertainment industry to draw people to its Springfield casino.
We're bringing all that entertainment back. All of it's coming back. It's not going to be messing around at Mohegan Sun anymore. We're a little bit bigger than them. We're bringing entertainment back.
Baker called it a terrific day and said he was confident the casino in Springfield could withstand any challenge from a potential Indian casino just across the state line in Connecticut.
The folks at MGM are more than aware of what the New England market looks like, and I think they believe that their brand and the quality of the of this facility, which is about way more than just a casino, there's a ton of other activities and entertainment options here, is simply going to overwhelm any competition they'd have in the area.
Recounting how it was built on a three-block area of the city's downtown that was ravaged by a tornado 7 years ago, Mayor Dominic Sarno said the opening of the casino is a special moment.
To see from those ashes, a phoenix has risen, and that phoenix is MGM. So come on to Springfield. The red carpet is rolled out. You're going to have a clean, a safe, and a fun time, and we look forward to doing business with you for many, many more years to come.
MGM now becomes Springfield's single largest taxpayer. Under terms of a negotiated agreement, MGM pays the city roughly $17 million in tax payments annually and an additional $8 million in fees for municipal services to support the casino and to fund projects that benefit the community. Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said MGM passed a series of pre-opening tests of its casino operations.
So we will be watching every single day to make sure that the money goes where the money's supposed to go and that the systems are of high integrity and that people of Massachusetts can count on this being a really highly secure and high integrity facility.
The 125,000 square foot gambling floor has 2,550 slot machines, a 23-table poker room, and a high-limit VIP gaming area. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.